the President, Director General, Dr. Chan, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, climate change has a fundamental impact on human health, as my Greek colleague has already explained on behalf of the European Union. The negative health impact of climate change will affect us, all of us. However, vulnerable and disadvantaged population groups are particularly affected. In this respect, climate change reinforces already existing health inequalities in the world. As the Lancet Journal puts it, quote, "The rich find their world to be more expensive, inconvenient, uncomfortable, disrupted, and colorless, and generally more unpleasant and unpredictable, perhaps greatly so. But the poor will die." In Germany, the overall health impact of climate change has so far been moderate. However, Germany too can expect to see considerable climate change at latest in the second half of the century. This will have even more adverse impact on human health. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot afford to turn the blind eyes to these developments. There is no doubting the existing of man-made climate change. The effects are visible and for many people, unfortunately, already tangible. This makes the political signal that our debate sends out today all the more important. Indeed, the connection between climate change and health must be awarded greater attention. Otherwise, the added burdens will further weaken us all, and most particularly those countries with a fragile healthcare system. Last year, the cabinet of our Chancellor Angela Merkel adopted a comprehensive concept on global health policy. The concept puts the link between climate and health high on our global health agenda. Germany is proud to be the host country for the WHO European Center for Environment and Health. We are funding the center with almost $5 million a year. Through this commitment, we are supporting WHO's mandate, especially also in the area of climate change and health. Germany has already gained extensive experiences, supporting partner countries in protecting human health from the impact of climate change. For over 5 years, we funded the Protecting Health from Climate Change, a 7-country initiative in Central Asia and Southeastern Europe. The project impressively showed us it is possible to adapt health protection measures to cope with the impact of climate change. Germany will further promote innovative approaches to adapting to climate change in the health sector. We want to provide incentives for creating the type of healthcare systems that can withstand, sustain the challenges of climate change. We place special emphasis on supporting governments and civil society organizations in sub-Saharan African and Asian countries. Our aim is to share the experiences gained with other countries. Climate-related risks often closely connected with other sectors, such as agriculture, water, transport, energy, or urban planning. Therefore, we must increasingly link and work in an intersectoral health in all policies manner. Health challenges, such as some MCDs, are closely related with climate-related health risks. Respiratory diseases could be influenced by air pollution, which then again shows a strong link to climate change. This means we can bundle the experiences of the relevant fields and use synergies, for example, in the prevention of both climate-related health risks and NCDs. Director General Chan, Germany takes a strengthening of WHO leadership's role in global health policy seriously. This is why our involvement is based on close cooperation with WHO at all levels. And the end of next year, the United Nations Climate Change Conference will be taking place in Paris. Today's discussion makes this very clear. We must take serious steps to move forward on reducing climate change, we owe this obligation not least to our own health, but to that of coming generations. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me briefly to another very pressing issue of global public health, the rise of antimicrobial drug resistance. Not even a month ago, WHO released the first global report on antibiotic resistance. This report reveals that the serious threat of antibiotic resistance is not longer a prediction of the for the future. It is happening right now in every region of the world and has the potential to affect any one of us in any of the countries present here today. Without our coordinated action, the world will experience a post-antibiotic era, an era in which common infections and minor injuries will have been treated for decades, will have again deadly consequences. It is my sincere hope that this assembly will send out a clear political message. We have to make significant action to change how we develop, prescribe, and use antibiotics. We cannot ignore this global challenge and let the world lose more and more of these global public health goods because the implications would be devastating. Thank you for your attention.